With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump at a huge rally today in Pennsylvania. He tells supporters he looks forward to debating Vice President Kamala Harris. And the political battle's gaining steam. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says the vice president still supports amnesty and a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants.
Those are her own words on camera. And until she comes out and explains where she stands, and if she has flip-flopped, to explain why she flip-flopped and when she flip-flopped, the American people are going to take her at her word.
Those who want to protest during the Democrat National Committee are at odds with Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson.
An attorney representing the group filed an emergency injunction last night to stop the city from activating the restrictions. Organizers say the city's banning stages and platforms, portable toilets, tents, and sound equipment. City officials say the changes are needed due to multiple groups planning to protest.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says the Biden-Harris administration continues to wreak havoc throughout the nation's economy.
Senator Rick Scott released a statement after reports that the Biden-Harris Inflation Reduction Act, which Democrats claim would lower health care costs for American families, is causing insurers to significantly hike monthly Medicare premiums, with average bids for Part D plans expected to triple by 2025. In response, the Biden-Harris administration is trying to hide these increases by using government funds to subsidize those premiums, aiming to keep them artificially low. The senator said, quote, Biden-Harris rail against private insurance companies for the cost of health care and not paying their fair share in taxes. The administration gives billions in taxpayer dollars to those same insurance companies to hide a premium hike in an election year. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in North Carolina.
A franchiser who owns several IHOPs in the state has agreed to pay $40,000 in a settlement with a cook who had refused to work on Sundays because of his Christian faith. The company accommodated him for a few months, but when new management took over, the man was told he'd have to work Sundays. He refused and was fired. The Supreme Court has ruled repeatedly that employers must accommodate workers' religious convictions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas church where a gunman killed more than two dozen worshipers in 2017 has been torn down. Crews used heavy machinery to raise the small building in Sutherland Springs, even after some families sought to preserve the scene of the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. A judge last month cleared the way for the sanctuary, the First Baptist Church, to be torn down. 26 people died in that massacre. This is SRN News. Well, the number of Texas inmates being housed outside the county of their arrest has surged in recent years.
A Texas Tribune analysis found that there were 2,078 such inmates in June 2019 and 4,358 in June 2024. The number of counties relying on outsourcing also has risen. In June 2010, 31% of Texas county jails housed inmates elsewhere. In June 2024, 41% of counties did so. A combination of factors is worsening the situation, and solutions are proving to be elusive. John Scott reporting.
New Biden administration program will allow some spouses of U.S. citizens in America illegally to gain legal status without leaving the country, but the excitement has been tempered over whether the program will face any legal challenges. More details at SRNnews.com.